Happy Halloween! Or after
Happy
Halloween.
post Halloween!
I can't even think of another name for it. Anyway! Woo! We're alive and we survived Hallow's Eve and we have some not so ghostly anime this week to follow it. So, guys, I have to start off with my favourite. I'm having a real soft spot for anime where not a lot happens. This anime is the best because not a lot happens. Well, a bit happens, but not a lot. So when supernatural battles become commonplace and it has all sorts of other silly, ridiculous parts of the name in different English. But
English.
This is the one that I found. Even in the actual theme title page, it has something ridiculous like Eno Battles, commonplace. So yeah, whatever. let's talk about it. So it's based on a 14 volume manga, and we follow Ando. Poor Ando, can't catch a break, right? He's devoted most of his teenage existence to the possibility that he might suddenly develop superpowers. He spends every day practicing his dramatic, I'm containing the evil power within my arm routine with the literature club. Yeah, literature club. Though I have to say, it kind of feels like manga club because that's all that they have in the room.
I thought that as well.
Not necessarily literature. I was looking at that bookcase. It looks a lot like my bookcase. That doesn't fly. So Ando, apparently, he actually does develop a really, really mediocre superpower. Mediocre being the key word. His ability to summon a dark, lukewarm ball of fire. As someone who spends most of his lunch periods discussing world domination with his motley crew of miscellaneous chicks, I kind of feel bad for the guy.
Yeah, you do.
You know, he's kind of like, oh, yeah, no, it's not happening. And it's like, it takes the piss out of himself. It's like the episode mocks him. Mocks him to no end with, like, loads of different, like, genres, and it's like, pokes fun.
They use Kogeus in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It pokes fun at everything in a really subtle way.
I think they also had, what's it, Kill la Kill?
Yes.
As well, with the boxing gloves from, like, the first episode.
Yes, they did.
Very bizarre.
The code is when he talked evil and he had his hand, like, in his eye, but you could see, like, the left eye was looking at him more, and I thought, oh, God, it's like Lelouch all over again.
Yeah, I actually like this one quite a bit.
I did as well.
It's very funny. Like, I was like, oh, God, it's another high school manga anime. And I was like,
Yeah, but not quite.
And then it was like, oh, whoa, they actually got superpowers. Okay. And then it's like the whole unnecessary battle to test their powers out.
Yeah.
And everybody's got super, well, I know, like, the two, like, most moe girls have the most OP powers. Mm. And then the captain, she has the,
healing powers or something.
Yeah. Regen powers. Like, oh, your clothes are destroyed? I'll fix them up for you.
But and by the way, just to mention, they have superpowers, but nothing out of the ordinary happens in their world. Like, no eruption of a volcano, no descent into the ground, and no demons appearing out of the bookshelf kind of thing.
No, they kind of create their own, like, little time and space area where they practice their powers.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how it's going to happen. What's going to happen next? Especially with how the episode ends.
Yeah.
And also that, was she a student council girl?
Oh, yeah, she can steal powers.
Yeah, she's all like, oh, yes, I'm just going to steal. I stole your powers. Haha, I can steal them now. That was pretty good, that whole bit. And everybody's just ripping into his powers. Poor boy.
I did think about this. You know the girl who could stop time?
Yeah.
Could she technically get away with that? Because if she stopped time, then the other one wouldn't be able to see her powers.
Yeah, probably.
So she could have used her powers.
Yeah, just knock her out.
Yeah, exactly. Just slap her or something like that.
That would be for the future episodes.
Yeah, that's true.
Instead, there was an armbar, so that was good, I feel. Mm. Armbar! Yeah. I was pleased about that. Give him back his powers. Okay.
I will admit, they were... The poor guy, he didn't really cut a break, did he? He wanted these powers for so long, and it's just like everyone else got them, bar him.
Yeah, so, he got the most mediocre one.
And they are not kind to him about it either, especially when the
girl... they're douchey to him from the start, and they're even more douchey.
When they like, no, it's literally useless. It's literally just a ball of cold flame sticking out of your hand. That's it. Though I'm interested, because at the very end of the credits, there was kind of... you saw like this group of enemies, kind of reminded me of a Sailor Moon intro where you just saw the enemies in silhouettes and you don't know who they are until later on. And then he's just stood there and you think, oh, it's going to be an epic battle. But then when you see his power and you think, oh, please let it develop into something.
Well, he's not going to be doing anything, is he?
No.
It's like Misfits. He's the one who can feel it in his balls, but nothing happens. I'm thinking there's probably going to be romance, probably with him on one of the chicks or many of the chicks. Probably all the chicks.
I hope it's just, oh, he's just that dork. And everybody friends. Mm. I hope that's the way it ends up. But I don't feel like there needs to be romance. It just needs to be cool epic fights.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure the bad guys, or bad women, will probably fall in love with him. Because he is one of those typical, what is it? Anti-hero? Yeah, anti-hero. Yeah. He has nothing going for him. So all the chicks need him. They need the D.
I was expecting it to be a bit like that other manga anime we watched a while ago, the one with the fifth grade syndrome. Yeah, that's how I thought it was going with the way it opened up with him like, oh, my powers, my sword hand, singing and all that kind of stuff. It's so good. And it was like, oh, no, it's going to be like that. And it was like, no. No, it's completely different.
It's nothing. That's what I like. They kind of dash the hopes straight away, but then you kind of enjoy it.
More. Yeah, it's fun.
It was awesome. Mm. So the next episode is slightly different, and we have Akatsuki no Yona, otherwise known as Yona of the Dawn. So, Harriet.
Oh,
why'd you pick this one?
Do you know what? I picked it for the art, and I know this is weird. When I saw the preview pictures on Crunchyroll, and I saw the preview pictures, and there was blood, I thought, okay, this isn't your cutesy anime. This is going to have some fighting in it. And I wasn't wrong. It really wasn't. It's, Yona, she is approaching her 16th birthday. She's next in line to the throne because her mum died or was killed, and he didn't marry anyone. So she is next in line, but they want a son to take over. But, you know, these things happen. She is in love with her cousin, Su Won, and he basically looked after her when she was younger, after her mother died, and basically was like a motherly figure to her.
Well, I think he sees her as a little sister, right?
Yeah, I think
though he does do some kind of creepy-ish things.
Yeah, like I can be your mum if you want to be, just cry and I'll hold your hand at night when you're asleep. But this is when he's a child, so
creepy.
You could
Do you know what this reminds me of? Cardcaptor Sakura, her and that her brother's best friend.
I only know him as Julian in the dub.
Glasses.
I don't know his Japanese name.
Doesn't matter, but you know who I'm talking about.
He,
it's like creepy, kind of has a thing about patting her head.
Yeah.
He has a thing about patting heads.
Yeah, this
like,
is the thing.
Even more so to ruin her hair, and it makes a point of mentioning that, and then I don't know, he seems to be in a daze. He totally is not aware that she likes him.
No, I think you're right. It is literally like, I see you as only a little sister, though I feel bad that I have feelings, kind of like feelings towards you that you're growing up.
Aww.
And I will admit, the ending of the episode, it broke my heart, but I'll talk about that in a sec. So, she also grew up with a boy called Hak, who is now one of the protectors of the palace. and
I love him.
I do as well. They kind of tease each other.
And the banter, and he's just a douche, but he still protects her, but he kind of cares. He blatantly loves her.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know it's going to end up like that. So it's her 16th birthday. She wants to tell her cousin she loves him, but her dad is like, nope, you can't. He doesn't give a reason why. He just basically says, no, you can't fall in love with him. Anyone else, I give you anything in the world bar weapons and him. You know, and she can't fight it. So she goes off. There's one instance where she thinks she's being kidnapped, but, you know. And then at the end of this episode, she goes to see, I think it's her cousin, but then she discovers that her cousin has killed her dad. Dun dun dun!
She's back!
Dun dun! And I was just like, I was watching, I was just like, no! Why did you do that? I didn't read the synopsis beforehand properly. I thought, I'll just go into it. And actually, funny enough, on one of the synopses, it does say what happened. So I'm probably glad I didn't read that, because I probably think he was a dick from the start. So. And it ended with Hack saving Yoma before being killed. And it leads on from there. At the very beginning of the episode, you saw her with Hack and some other guys as well. One of like a monster hand, a child, and other characters. And her hair was shorter. And I'm guessing she cuts her hair because, one, she says she can't tame it. And two, because her cousin said her hair was beautiful. So maybe, I'm guessing she'll cut it because she doesn't want to have his memory.
In hate of him.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I really, and I mean, seriously, I really enjoyed this anime, and I am going to carry it on with it, because I love a feudal storyline that actually will
come together.
Exactly, yeah. Feudal A-team. it kind of reminded me of, not Inuyasha, but the kind of the love story between Hack and Yona. They like, they hate each other, but they like each other. Also, Fushigi Yugi as well.
That's what I was going to say. It just reminded me of Fushigi Yugi. Yeah. The art, especially. Mm. And, like, even the beginning intro, it's just harem. Harem anime! Yes. They're all going to fall in love with you.
Yes. Do-do-do-do. Yep. Very much.
The theme, I have to just interrupt you there and just say, it was refreshing to have a theme that didn't have a tacky song.
The intro
it was just
amazing.
All orchestral, and you kind of focus just on the art.
Yeah, and what happened as well. That was just amazing. That's what I loved. That Fushigi Yugi, I think, had that as well. The whole...
No, there was a song in the beginning.
Yeah. The style of intro, like, it explains the story as well as, you know, and it's serious. I didn't put two and two together when I saw the cousin at the beginning. I didn't think it was him, but then I went back and I thought, oh, yeah, it is him.
Yeah, it's the bit where he's holding her and it looks like he's about to stab her with that hair thing. I was like, oh. Yeah, I was like, oh, he's going to be a bad guy. Yeah. When I saw that,
yeah.
I was like, oh, he's, because when they had the whole opening bit, I was like, oh, it's like, oh, she's got to reclaim her, like, her city. And I was like, who's this dude? And it's like them, like, as kids, and then, like, them grown up, and I was like, that the guy with the black hair got shot with an arrow. I was like, oh, no, he's going to get hurt. And I was like, who's this? Oh, that must be the cousin growing up. And I was like, oh, the cousin's bad. So from the beginning, I was like, the cousin's a bad guy. I know he's going to do something. And then, like, the dad was saying the thing with the, oh, yeah, like, no, you can't marry him. So I'm like, why? Why? But also, I'm like, gross, because that's your cousin. But I guess it was okay back then for some reason. But I was like, good, don't marry your cousin. That's gross. So I'm free. It's interesting. I like this one.
Yeah.
I was expecting it because it was like kind of like, oh, like just like a slice of life kind of feudal thing, and it was like, nah, I'm something a bit more. So that was nice about that one.
Sweet, we actually found two. I picked two that people like. Yes. That will never happen again. I'm marking that down now. I will take that and run.
Yeah, before, never again.
That's it. Alex, I think Alex would have really enjoyed that anime, the feudal one.
Yeah.
I think, because that's her thing as well.
Feudal. Yeah, she likes harem anime like me. Yeah, totally.
It was actually a swap of harem, so the Yoma one, the girl with all the guys, and the first one, the guy with all the girls.
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
Never really thought of that. I just thought, that one. That one. Literally.
No. You were checking out the booty, and you were like, yes.
Can't deny that either.
So I don't know what you guys did for Halloween, but this year around for me, I got invited to go to the Smash tournament sponsored by Nintendo. I'm not sure if it was like planned in advance, but I found out about it like the day before.
I did see this, but on the night, and I just saw it and I thought, oh man, that looks so good.
I don't know, you had to do something specific to get tickets.
Ah, fair enough.
It sounded like you had to email, and then if you were lucky enough, you got them, or you had to know someone who would pass on your name, and then you get tickets.
Yeah.
Anyway, obviously, because it was all very last minute, hush hush, it started at 11, and ended at 8. A lot of people were unsure if they had to turn up for the whole event, or they could turn up as and when. Mm. Obviously, some of us have to work for a living. Mm. And so I just turned up straight after. And I turned up and I was like, yo, what's happening? Oh my god, there's a big ring in the middle. Are they fighting?
Ding, ding.
Oh no, Smash. I have to say, it was basically probably to showcase the Wii version, which looks amazing. They did have it playable for the Wii. They also had it on the 3DS. They had a Sonic Boom on the 3DS and Wii, and they had, I believe that was all. And then they were also, obviously because everyone was on a Smash hype, they were giving out free Smash dog tags to anyone who played Sonic, so I was like, yes, please.
Oh, those are the
best
dog tags I was
ever.
Trying to get. You're a gamer!
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah,
basically, I have to say Sonic Boom is the most easiest game in the world to play.
Really?
3DS, he just runs. All you have to do is just move him left and right, just to pick up the rings.
It is literally like the classic side-scroller.
Yep. Yep, and then A to grapple, so jump up in the air and do something. So it was awesome. I wasn't looking at the screen and I was winning. Winning!
I was just trying to think.
Sonic.
Is it like,
boom.
Is it like the original Sonics on the Game Boy Advance? It was literally like that as well.
He's moving in place, yeah?
Yeah, and you had all the characters, but they had a special move. So Sonic could jump higher, Amy had the hammer, Cream could fly, like, and Tails could kind of glide as well as Knuckles, that kind of thing.
But no. You're just fixed in one place on the screen,
and
it's moving. It's a roll. It's like you're on a ring and it's moving, and you have to move either left to touch the rings or right to touch the rings or get out of the way. You're just fixed. You don't have to press the run button. You don't have to press the jump button. Nothing.
Oh.
Left and right. If anything, it probably gets a bit tedious after a while. You didn't hear that from me. Other things at the event was they had free food, free drinks, free sweets. So they kind of looked after whoever stayed for the long run. They had professional photographers running around. They had there was a cosplayer running around as the legendary red Pokemon from Sapphire and Ruby.
Yeah, I forget the name, but I know which one you're on.
Same
about.
Here. And she looked amazing, may I say.
That's
and also, they had the mascots. They had a Luigi, a Mario, a Donkey Kong, and a Pikachu. Oh my god, and they were dancing. It was great.
It's not as bad. Please tell me they weren't, like, dancing. Have you ever seen this infamous Sonic the Hedgehog video where they have mascots, but they're kind of in Zentai suits with the heads and they start twerking?
No, it wasn't that kind of dance.
Okay,
come on,
that's
Harry,
good.
Take your head out of the gutter.
No, seriously. This is a thing that happened, and it's one of these things that kind of burns in your memory, sadly.
I think the mascots would have been in a lot of trouble.
Yes,
a lot of the head Nintendo people were there, you see, so it was quite the event.
It is.
I put a lot of budget and effort into it. A lot of mist. There was a lot of dry ice. You
that
know,
the
and,
kind
and then
of
some of the competitors, the finalists, just walked in with robes. You know it was serious when people walk in with robes into a fighting ring.
It's probably to create the whole, you know, like the whole fight in the ring and obviously the atmosphere with the dry smoke. That kind of tends to happen in some boxing matches, I think, beforehand.
Yeah, but you don't have a Wii U.
No, but
you don't have Jigglypuff.
No.
You don't have Wii Fitness Trainer. Oh, yeah!
Oh no, my character's Dark Pit. That's my guy. I'm actually play good as him because my weakness is I fall off the stage a lot in Smash Brothers. Mm-hmm. So he has a fly technique. So when you fall, you press up and boom, you're back up on the stage. And if you keep hitting them with the hammer, you know, that's it. You're gone. I only learnt this through online gaming. And even then, I was rubbish at it. But then I kind of got better and I won a couple. Bear in mind, this was like 2 a.m. in the morning. So,
oh, lol.
So, you know, like when you're like, yes, but you're like, oh, crap. So you just kind of go, yes, yes, silently. Oh, God. I do. Actually, funny enough now, they've brought it back a week, Smash Brothers on the Wii. So we're getting it, I think, the 25th of November instead of the beginning of December, which is really good.
Oh, that's cool.
So
it probably clashes with another big title. That's probably why.
I think Pokemon is coming out that week on the new Alpha. Well, you know, Sapphire and Ruby are coming out the weekend before November. Because I know that because I have it in my diary and I have my receipt ready to get it.
I never got the demo. I couldn't be bothered.
Oh, didn't you? I was very lucky to win it through Nintendo Life because they were sending out codes. I think like 10,000 an hour if you just gave your email, which is what I did. And then they sent it to me, and I thought, oh, okay, thank you. I've played it twice. I think you have to play it a few times to experience it a bit more. But you know when you don't want to play something too much that it doesn't ruin it. So when you play it. When it comes out, you think, oh, well, I've done that. Yeah, I've done that, because I've already caught my first Pokemon in it, and I've done Fly in this. Fly is so much better. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. They actually use real Pokemon in it, don't they?
They do, and you actually know where you're traveling to. And you see the sky. You're actually up above all the islands, and you fly above it, and you just say, oh! Why couldn't you have done this last time? You know?
It's a miracle!
It's like you had the technology. You could do it. You've done it now, but you're doing it for a revamp. But still, I'll take it, you know?
Why not?
Exactly, and they have the whole 3D effect as well. You know, like if you stand in a certain place, you can look up at a skyscraper or stuff like that, which is really cool. I can't remember Sapphire very well. I only remembered the tree houses that you could make, so like the little secret places, and you can do that, and now you can bring people in to, you know, look at your cabin and stuff like that, so that's cool. Oh, one thing about Smash Brothers being brought back, unfortunately the figurines that you get with them, they're still the same date, so you won't be getting them until December. Yeah, and that's including the Mario Special Edition. I think if you bought it on the Wii U, I'm not sure if it's with the console or the game or both, but that...
And you get it sent.
That'll be in December. So if you want a copy of the game on its own, you can get it a week before, but if you want with Mario, you're going to have to get it a week later. I don't get that. I really don't.
I don't know. There must be a reason to their madness.
Must be. But yes, I haven't actually played Smash Brothers that much. I played a lot of it over the weekend. Expo, I really didn't have a chance to play on my 3DS at all. I only checked it when I went in. I put it in my bag, and then when I got home, I thought, oh, I've only got 10. Oh, well, never mind, you know?
Yeah, it's finding the time to do it, because it's just so...
busy.
Oh, it's overwhelming at MCM. You just have 1,000 different things to do and not enough time, and then you move a second and someone stops you, and it's like, take a photo, and it's like, oh, yeah, sure.
I know, I was saying...
I want to buy a sandwich from Tesco's!
I said to the girls last week, I said, I saw you, and...
No, I stopped you. I was like, Harriet, hello, but I gotta go.
I know! Bye. I was literally like, hey, Harriet, I gotta go, see you later, bye! But then I saw you for the Dragon Ball Z shoot as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Did see you again for that.
Very quickly, because then I had to run in for the Sunday masquerade. Oh, was it the Saturday? What day was it? It was Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was... I went for the official one on Saturday, but they did another one on the Sunday, so that was Sunday I saw you again.
I'm glad I was able to take photos of one of the Dragon Ball Z shoots. because...
Oh, yeah, of course. I don't know. I don't think Sunday was official. It was just the same dudes just came again, and then there were different dudes in the Dragon Ball Z outfit. So we're like, let's do it again. It's like, oh, my God, I'm going to be here for hours. I have to leave after about 50 minutes. I was like, my knees are killing me.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, no, God. The thing was, they always told me to go up front and kneel because I was the kid. So it was like, oh. And then the guy who's the leader, he's awesome. Colin, right? He's Master Roshi.
Oh my God, and yes.
He knows every single move.
Commended him last week on the show for knowing his stuff, because I'm not being funny. That's how you organise a photo shoot. I'm not being funny.
I know!
You tell them what to do. I saw a Doctor Who shoot not long after I photographed you, and and just a random photographer was like, 11s and 12s, or 10s and 11s, 11s and Clara's, and you just say, but this is a guy who's just coming randomly. You know, and I'm so glad there is one person in the group. Actually, I saw a lot of that. The Attack on Titans, the Naruto groups, and all the others. They were very well organised, which was awesome. So, yes, that was really good. So, yes, that was a very much high and mighty situation, like I talked about the week before.
Yeah, MCM. The terror. Oh, by the way, just to say, a lot of people don't know this, but I actually won a ticket to meet Harry Potter. Daniel Radcliffe. I queued up, and the honest God truth was, I was hoping to win it for my friend Becca from League of Extraordinary Cosplay.
Oh, yeah.
So she turned up 2 hours late, I'd won it, and they put it on me, and I was like, ooh! I was going to give it to her, and she was going to have it. I was like, I don't even care about this person. So then, they took pictures of me, and then I went in the queue, and I was eating my sandwich, and they were filming, and I was like, yeah, I'm so excited. Hum.
Food is
and the
important.
Girls were crying. They were so excited. I was just like, I don't know, man. The girl who's supposed to give it to just didn't show. I was there. I won it and everything, but it was like, oh.
How did Becca react?
No, it was like, oh, Becca would love this. Oh, shit, they put it on me. I'm just going to have to go and meet the guy I always used to cuss at school. Okay.
How was he? Because
it was really, really crammed. MCM, well done for getting him there to promote his movie, but really, it was a bit shite. Sorry, MCM, I have to diss you for this. We were queued up in a pen. It took us about 45 minutes to... you know, in the queue to all meet him.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's fast when you think about it, but the thing is, we literally had 10 seconds with him. He would sign our thing. If you're lucky, he wrote your name down if you had the time. You might be able to say something to him, maybe shake his hand. You couldn't get any post photos. Some people did. I was like, can I have one? And they were like, no. And then they took a couple of us blurred, and I was like, well, that totally wasn't worth it.
Funny enough,
does anyone even recognise who this person is in my photo?
My friend, my friend Tim, he was dressed as the Colonel from KFC, and he got a photo with him posed, but you could not see Daniel Radcliffe for shit.
Yeah, it was really bad. They were hurrying us. Literally, they were pushing us away. So, MCM, seriously, if you're going to do something like that, do it properly, because a lot of us were disappointed and you weren't allowed to bring anything that wasn't related to horns.
Exactly, yeah.
A lot of people were disappointed. Seriously, I think you need to either less people should have gone, but we should have got at least 2 minutes with him each. You know, it's not fair. What was the point in us queuing up all that time, really? And I heard the panel got cut short as well, which was a bit lame. Lame! MCM, you hear me? Lame!
It got cut by half an hour.
Yeah, it's supposed to be an hour. A lot of people worry. Imagine if you came all the way from Birmingham to see Daniel Radcliffe. You didn't win the raffle. And then you were like, oh, I got the panel! Oh, shit, the panel's over. Why is it over half an hour early? You know, I don't know what they were doing with him. Maybe the Q&A was worth it. But then I'm thinking if they did the Q&A, it was probably packed and probably a lot of people couldn't get in either. Same with the panel. The panel was a very small room. Really ridiculously small for Daniel Radcliffe.
Where was it held?
Upstairs in the Platinum Suite.
Oh, that's why, because...
That's where I got the raffle ticket.
Oh, I had no clue, because I thought, I'll try it, but I didn't even know where to go. And then one of my friends, she said to me, oh, they sold out literally within half an hour. Which is not good. Which is not good if I was in the queue from 2 o'clock till 10 to 3. So...
I have to say, though, I managed to say one thing to him going, oh, so the dolls in The Woman in Black, wasn't that creepy? And he went, yeah, did you know that the dolls all belong to one lady and she was really creepy herself? And I was like, wow, okay, cool. So it's inside fact, creepy dolls belong to creepy old ladies. Fact. Verified by Daniel Radcliffe.
There's another Woman in Black movie coming out.
They're doing a second one. I know, right? Number one wasn't even scary.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, don't. It's just boring. Oh, fair enough. Boring. I watched the... Do you know what? You should watch the live theatrical version, which was the best. Mm. I watched that, and then I got excited about the movie, and then I was really let down. Why? Because Harry Potter was there with a beard. Stuck on beard. It was watching a child in the movie, and it was like, oh, you're supposed to be like a father, and... You're just not convincing me. No offense, Dan, Mr. Radcliffe, whatever. Dude, you're too young. Take steroids or something. Yeah.
But even he's like, he disses his own movies, doesn't he? He wasn't really happy with himself in Harry Potter. He's even
He probably felt like a right douche. But I think he suited Harry Potter. I mean, I didn't like the series, but I think he was Harry Potter, you know, bodied in human form. Whatever film I was forced to watch against my will, kicking and screaming, I didn't hate. I mean, I obviously loved the one with Cedric because that's the guy who then became Robert Pattinson, a.k.a. The vampire that sparkles. Which was gay as anything. Lame!
Twilight is
vampires supposed to be scary and vicious. They don't sparkle. But yeah, Cedric, he was the man, and then he got killed, and then I was like, I'm never watching Harry Potter again.
Oh my god!
My eye candy's gone. Shit. Yeah, so MCM was Harry Potter watching the queue for Jessica Nigiri, which was ridiculous. Jessica Nigiri turning up late every single day.
Oh, what did she?
People queuing up from stupid time, like 11 till like 7 each day.
Yeah, my
a booby print.
I said that last week, one of my friends, I thought the queue where they were for Kelly Jane and for Jessica, I thought that was the queue into the masquerade.
No. Let me stop you there, right? You've had your say. Let me tell you the truth.
Go on, then.
So, we were there. I was there Saturday for waiting for my press interview from 11. I was there from 10. She was supposed to turn up at 11. No show till about 12:30.
What?
So, all the press were standing there like fucking lemons. Actually, talking to her dad. Her dad's a real G, right? He's really down to earth, and he was just saying how like, oh, it's really difficult. I mean, to put out these prints of her, these like half naked ones, you know?
Oh god!
And I was like, dude, yeah, we're all thinking it pretty much, but you're taking it to trooper. So he was really nice, and I was helping set up the table, and he was like, wow, you're being really helpful. Like, people at cons don't really do that. I was like, it's like a community. And she turned up really late. She didn't really want to do any interviews, but she did a few, like, 2 minutes long. So I got a small interview with her. It was manic. I mean, to be honest, I don't know how much she spent with each person, but I bumped into one of my Dragon Ball Z people on my way back from the queue. And he, I kid you not, waited 2 hours and a half. But I then spoke to the dad later on in the day. He said, and I quote, people... were waiting from 11 till about 5:30.
That doesn't surprise me in the latest.
So that's what I'm thinking. She must have spent a lot of time chatting to everyone in the queue. I don't know. Because she wasn't affiliated with MCM, they can't really do anything. They can't give times. They can't give panels or whatever. So she was just there on off her own Todd selling her shit. So simple as. I don't know if it was a good or a bad thing. If people were satisfied waiting for so many hours, that's up to them. But when you're there's so much to do at MCM, I couldn't dedicate that much time.
No, neither could I. My only dedications were the masquerade, Euro cosplay, and
that's a queue in itself for that stuff. It's a massive, like, getting there to get a seat, to actually get into the room, because it's always going to be packed for the cosplay.
Yeah, Euro cosplay was literally, you get in quick.
And we know that from experience for many years.
I was very lucky with my friend Nurt. He got me and my friends backstage because we were part of the photography crew, so we were lucky that we got nice spots by the stage, so thank you so much for that. But yes, it was very busy.
I had a lot of interviews to do in the green room, so I got to see most of it from the window.
Oh,
and then
cool.
I met loads of the finalists upstairs. I was like, hey man, cool cosplay. Yeah, I was just on stage. I was like, oh, sweet. Are you representing Australia? Cool.
What?
Yeah, so there were a lot of League of Legends people that walked past.
Yeah.
Amazing. Oh my God.
I did say that we didn't see many League of Legend cosplays. I was talking to my friend Chase, and next thing you know, a whole bunch of them came out.
I was going to say, I saw tons upstairs. There's this one particular one with the ears. I don't know what animal she's supposed to be. Big ears and big boobies, and she's in all the videos. And I was like, yeah, I met her backstage. I was chatting to her and shit.
I can't remember that one.
Anyway.
It's been a while.
Neo Magazine had a few cosplayers come down. I only met the Brazilian lady who was dressed up as Morrigan. She looked gorgeous, and she was in all the videos again. I discover people, I'm telling you. I discover people. And I discovered Vic Mignogna chilling.
Oh, you saw
backstage.
Him.
I was all like, yeah! So can I have a selfie? Because I don't want to pay for a paid photo shoot.
Of course. Do you know what? Fair play. You know, I wasn't going to... I mean, I've met Vic a few times, but...
Are you going to pay for that, Harriet? Did you pay for it?
No. This was like a good few years ago. I've met him at LFCC and a couple of expos. So, you know, I think last time I saw him, he said, hey, I remember you. And I was like, hey, come here, give me a hug. So, yeah, I know. I wouldn't pay 20 quid to pay for it.
Nah, I thought that was a bit much, but apparently there were people who did. So he did make tons of money. I saw him just at one point at his table, just took out these wad of cash coming out. I was like, damn, Vic knows how to sell himself. Not that way, but you know what I mean.
Oh, God.
I had the opportunity, I got my picture with him. I was very, very pleased. I didn't have to part with any cash. And he was nice. And then, like, I asked him for a Dragon Ball Z pose. And then he was like, I'm sorry. If I do that with you, I have to do it for everyone else. But, you know, paid photo shoot. And I was like, yeah. And then he kissed me on the head. And I was like, oh, my God. He kissed me. And then my friend comes up. And we're going, why was Vic kissing you? And I was like, see, time and place. You let me down. You didn't want to queue up in the queue. I queued. And I got a kiss and everything. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you were lucky, yeah.
Vic's a stud, man. He looks great for 50.
The amount of people, or guys, anyone who a massive fan of Vic Mignogna who'd probably be crying right now that you've said that, you know?
Oh, no. He hits me in the head and on the cheek, and I was like, whoo. But I didn't know it was true, to be honest. A lot of people said that he's really touched feet with his female fans. I was like, no, I don't think that's true. I think he's probably going to be flirty with every fan that he has. And I was a bit like, when I've met him, he's been friendly, but he hasn't been touchy feely. This time round, yes, he was. OMG. I mean, wow. Dude, calm yourself. But I don't know, man. He was wearing like tight leather pants and everything. He was on the pool. He was on the pool.
The only voice actor I saw, that was the voice of Wesker.
Oh, DC Douglas.
That's the one.
Did you see his panel? He did like a like a dubbing.
No,
thing.
I was talking
late
about
late night. I heard it was amazing.
Do you know what? I said this last week. I said, was there anyone who listened, who watched it? Because I want to know. I couldn't go to it because of your cosplay.
I heard a little bit because I was upstairs in the green room, and the security guard filled me in on a bit more of it. But basically, they just did voices of anime, and he picked random people in the crowd who turned up. Obviously, it was all over 18s. It was past a certain time as well.
Yeah, it was
just like rude stuff continuously, but he kept it in character. That's why it was funny. So he kept it serious, even though he was saying, like, suck my cock.
He does this at most cons. This was the
I've never heard of this before, but it was good. And it was a really, like, you either knew about it or you didn't, and then whoever turned up, you know, loved it. That I have not heard one complaint about Douglas. Like, I've only heard good things. And he's quite dreamy looking, you know?
Yeah, he is.
Ooh, hello.
He is.
Yeah, and then the other two had a quick chat with Laura Bailey and Travis, her husband. And I had a real geek out because they do voices for my JRPGs. So it was like, you're from Persona. And you're from Street Fighter. Yeah. You're from Tekken. Wow, you like do all my games. That shouldn't be. Is there some sort of law against this? And they were like, no, we can do any series we want as long as we do the voice to their liking. And I was like, shit. So you're like, You're like Chun-Li in this game, and you're like Ryze in Persona. Oh my god. And then they did loads of my Disgaea games. She actually did my Raspberry that I've cosplayed, and I was like, I love you. I just couldn't cosplay as it because I had to do Dragon Ball Z because I was interviewing Dragon Ball Z guy. So every single person I met that day was ironically connected to Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse. Laura Bailey does a voice from Dragon Ball Z. Travis does a voice from Dragon Ball Z. Vic does a voice from Dragon Ball Z. Who was the other person I met? Oh, I wish Alex was here. So I bumped into the Dark Souls guy.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and I waved at him and go, hi, do you remember me? And then he went to his translator and they had a conversation and they walked off. And I was like, oh, maybe he didn't recognize me. And they came back and he went, in English, he said this to me, you were at TGS.
Oh my god,
Gohan. And I was like, yes, it's me. And he went, now this is funny, right? I was getting my friend ready to get a selfie, and he went back to the translator and came back, and he went, can I have a photo with you? And I was like, oh my god,
oh wow,
Dark Souls guy wants a photo with me. I kid you not, he got his actual phone out, took photos with me, and then his the translator took pictures on his camera as well, and then I got a selfie, and he just looked so happy, and he made me happy, and I was like, oh wow,
Alex is going to kill you.
No, just because of course he would remember me, because I was like one of the very few people who asked him questions in the press conference about female characters. So, and come on, you can't really Dragon Ball Z, mate. Sorry, my outfit can't be, apart from wearing the usual orange jumpsuit. Come on, I kind of stick out a little. So yeah, that was my moment. And then he came to the Dragon Ball Z photo shoot and he took pictures of that as well. I was like, ah, epic!
Oh my god, how did I miss
him? And then Bandai Namco hooked me up with some more interviews. Spoke to Hideo Baba from Tales of Series, and then he was like, ah, oh, yes, Gohan, Kid Gohan. I was like, yes, I've got a Japanese entourage, man. They know who I am. The other dude I had met from Dragon Ball Xenoverse, I met one part of DIMP Studio in Japan, and I met the other two dudes from DIMP in the UK. So they didn't know who I was, but they were all like, oh my god, can we do Kamehameha? Can we do Dragon Fusion? I was like, yeah, you're as good as Colin, man. You know all the moves. So yeah, that was pretty badass. Every single person I met that day was connected to Dragon Ball Z. It was surreal. That outfit's lucky for me, that cosplay. Really, really lucky.
Yeah. It's a good cosplay, actually.
Yeah, it's a bit unusual. I might do another, like, female, like, that kind of dress version of a different person. Maybe.
I've seen a Yami Yugi version of that dress. I was very... I'm very tempted, believe it or not, to do that costume.
Nice!
Very tempted, but the thing is, it's kind of... the wig I have is made of foam. I'd probably have to have a wig, but maybe feminize it, kinda.
Future plans.
That's it, yeah.
Keep you guys posted with that.
Yes.
Stuff.
Yes.
Harriet. Yes. There have been loads of concerts recently.
Oh my gosh, it was a very... Oh, it was a lot of whirlwinds this weekend. Saturday was Final Fantasy Distant Worlds, which was, as always, amazing. I am trying to find the set list now, but it started with Hymns of the Faith from Final Fantasy X as it had begun, and oh, goosebumps. Serious goosebumps. Which they've never played. They played a lot of songs that they never did before.
Mm-hmm. Good!
Yes.
It's refreshing, because I felt like the last two previous concerts were the same thing regurgitated.
Well, Distant, the one that was a couple of years ago was the 25th anniversary.
Yeah, which I went to.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
We saw the Chocobo Boy, remember?
Oh, yes.
And he was there this year as well. I saw pictures.
Oh, yes, that's true. Nobu was there, and he did an awesome thing where he performed one of the songs from Final Fantasy VI on stage with the conductor, which was fantastic.
I think I saw Malcolm's pictures of this.
Yes, Malcolm. I saw him, actually.
Was he in the front or something? He got really good pictures.
Yeah, he was kind of in the stalls, the stands, I think, or something like that, before the bottom of the stage. But he was sat right at the front.
Oh, wow. Nice.
He was sitting near the back, but my god, he got some fantastic
really good pictures.
Photos.
I commend his camera.
God, I wish. See, I was afraid to bring my camera because I was so near the front. But Alex had her camera, and she took quite a lot of photos. But because she's on holiday, we won't be able to see them until she comes back. And she recorded a lot of the videos as well. But I don't think we're allowed to upload them on YouTube because they do kind of claim copyright on it, and they take it. You get strikes for it. So sadly, if you want to see what happened,
you have to buy tickets and just go.
Yes, that
or buy the CD. There must have been CDs on sale, right?
Yeah, they had the first two Distant World CDs, and they had the bulk editions of 8, 9, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and a couple of War Scrolls, and you know you know the figures that you can switch their faces.
Nendroids?
Kind of like the Nendroids.
Figma?
Not Figma. They're kind of like Nendroids, but they're not called Nendroids.
Okay, cool.
I can't find the set list, but I'll just remember. It was a lot of Final Fantasy VI. So they had all the main themes. They had Final Fantasy IX. Rose of May was a debut, which was really good. Sephiroth, One Winged Angel, was the second song, which I'm very surprised, because they usually save that for the last one.
Yeah, like a build-up.
Yeah, Sephiroth, pretty much. You had the choir singing that.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you have the choir singing it, it's just, oh, so good. Xanakun from number 10, I remembered. The battle.
Damn piece. It! Why did they play all the number 10 ones this time around?
Well, that's what they played.
Oh, they were so hot for Aerith's theme the last 2 years. I was like, I'm going to die of boredom. Put some of my number 10 music on. And now they've done all number 10. God damn you, Distant Worlds!
They only played two. They only played Xanakun and Hymns of the Faith. That's all they played. Susan Calloway was there for...
Again, yes.
And she sung Answers. Alex will probably kill me for saying... yeah, she did cry when Answers came on.
Oh!
I literally turned to the side and I just saw this single tear in the light just stream down her face. But she told me, she said, when a certain part comes on, that's it, I'm gone. And at the end, we were kind of singing along together to the end of the song, which is really sweet. I didn't cry, actually, during Distant Worlds. Probably because I've been playing Feet Rhythm Curtain Call, so I've been hearing a lot of the songs.
You're numb.
Pretty much. I know that sounds awful, but I was in awe. When Final Fantasy VI music comes on, I love Celis's and Terra's theme. So when they came on... Oh, and Dancing Mad they played, because obviously you have a big organ there. You have to kind of play it.
Make use of it.
That sounds a lot worse than it does, but believe me. So that was really good. And then Sunday night was Video Games Live. And...
I know a lot of people that went to this.
I have to say, I know this sounds awful of me, but I enjoyed that more than Distant Worlds.
Okay, explain why.
The reason being is because it had a mixed variety of games. Now, I do have a list somewhere of all the stuff, of all the set list, and Castlevania was the first one. when Castlevania came on, and the guy, Tommy Tallarico, I think his name is, he kind of went into the history of how he started the concerts, how London was the first place he debuted the concert.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so he literally said, right, we've got a lot of guests here for you, and we're going to bring them in because this is a special place for me. It holds a special place in my heart. Tommy Tallarico, that's his name. And he plays an awesome guitar. When he started doing the riff for Castlevania, the themes, I was just like, oh! Because I love Castlevania. And yeah, he said, okay, we've got some guests on, and he did. We had one of the composers from James Bond. He did Bloodstone, I think. That was the game. It won an award, or quite a few awards. There was a singer there. I do have it here because I saved the card, which is brilliant. Reva Taylor. She sung an original song from Assassin's Creed, which is called The Creed. That was debuted as well. That was really good. If you haven't heard it, it is a available to download now, or it's on YouTube. The video was really good. It had a lot of assassins kind of in the background, fighting and stuff. And my personal favourite, Austin Wintory from the game Journey.
Oh, sweet.
Yes, he came out and he composed most of the songs from the game. And he brought his scarf on and he put it on and it had the symbols underneath. And it was just,
that's cool.
I did record that. And the reason I recorded it is because my friend Mel, she's a massive Journey fan and she couldn't go to it. So I recorded it for her and I thought, I'm going to get in trouble for doing this. But then I was told, no, you won't. Tommy actually likes it when people upload videos. He doesn't. So I was like, oh, phew. If I'd known this, I would have brought my proper camera. Oh, never mind. It was on the day before in Manchester. What else did they play? Skyrim, Shadow of the Colossus, Chrono Trigger, Portal with the cake.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lol.
Yep, that was the very end. So it overran by, I think, 40 minutes.
Brilliant!
Yes.
The money's worth.
Oh, gosh. Not for me, though. I had to leg it, so...
You were like, I need to get home before the last train goes.
Pretty much. It was a case of people slowly starting to disappear, and I said to David, I said, should we just stand at the back and see what happens? And so we caught...
See if we get stampeded on.
Well, we didn't. We left before Still Alive finished, and... I was just like, okay, I've had enough, let's go, run. Run, get a cab, because I was not getting the train back to Victoria, especially because the district line was down. That was very annoying this weekend for people going to both concerts, because both of them were essential. Not good whatsoever. Oh, I'm trying to find a set list. But honestly, it was really good. Merchandise-wise, I had a mouse mat, a beanie hat, a guide, a download card for the CD, which I do have because it actually ran out of the physical CDs. So that was good. And it was a funny thing with the guy. Someone shouted out Tron. They said, oh, do you have any particular songs that you want to see? And someone shouted out, Tron! And he went, right, okay, you want Tron? I'll give you Tron. The camera on me. And he lifted up his waistline, boxes, and it had Tron on it.
Amazing.
And I captured a photo of it as well.
See, Harriet's all about the booty.
I didn't mean to. Oh, God, it was just one of those things. I have to get that because it is one of those ones you can kind of tweet about later on, which was funny. Oh, here we go. I think I found it. And had a cosplay competition as well, which was won by a little boy cosplaying as Steve from Minecraft. And that was just a running joke for the rest of the night. Everyone says, so who's on next? Everyone just goes, Steve! Okay. The full list. Castlevania, Metal Gear Solid, Sonic the Hedgehog, Monkey Island, which was a debut. The Legend of
Oh
Zelda.
My God!
Yes, that was a debut.
Okay.
Legend of Zelda, which was performed by Random Encounter, the band. 007 Bloodstone. Shadow of the Colossus. Journey. Earthworm Jim. Mega Man. Yeah, Earthworm Jim. That's the guy. Tommy said, he's always asked what his favourite game is, and he's like, Earthworm Jim. And he performed the songs from the two games.
Wow.
My God. That brought back so many good memories of that game. Mega Man, they did from 1 till... whatever series it's at now. Final Fantasy VII with what did they do? I think they did One Winged Angel again, but a rock version of it. Which was
nice.
Yes, that was very good. Assassin's Creed Unity, that was the Creed song. Kingdom Hearts, which was very good. It was literally a melody from Kingdom Hearts, but they had the actual Disney movies, so I cried at that because I love Disney and it had like the heartwarming moments from it. It was actually, funny enough, the concert was like Distant Worlds. You saw the video while you were listening to the music, which was good. League of Legends, Skyrim, Silent Hill 2, Halo, another Final Fantasy, the battle music, Street Fighter 2, Chrono Cross and Chrono Trigger, and Portal.
It's quite a selection.
It was quite a selection, and they had like little gag reels in between, so comedy game sections, which would be Duck Hunt versus Contra. So yeah, you have the Contra character come on and like start bombing everything, and then like all the ducks die, stuff like that. It was really good, and when the segment in between, you know, like the interval it had on the screen, now loading part two, and it would gradually just load up bit by bit.
Oh, sweet.
So little stuff like that, it was really good. I did take photos, but my mobile doesn't like taking things in the dark when things are bright, because it just makes them look like ghosts. So, which unfortunately is not good. But I did upload the journey video, so I will put it on our page for you to look at. And I'm sorry about the quality. I was like Alex at the Final Fantasy concert. I literally held it up to my chest so that no one could see me record it, because they were telling a lot of people not to record. But I just find it funny that the guy who runs the event, he said, no, you carry on recording. I don't know why people don't tell you to record. That's the idea of this concert. I want people to see it. You know? So fair play to him. And it was the first concert, I think, in 7 years.
Oh, wow.
In the UK. So Manchester was the first one. London was the next one. I think they're doing it in Glasgow next year. Or Manchester again. I only know for Glasgow because my friend, she mentioned it, and I thought, oh, that's fantastic, because she couldn't make the one in London or Manchester. But if you have never been, go to it. Seriously, it is really good. They had a choir, they had the orchestra. Tommy is amazing on the guitar. He's really good. Funny enough, there was a little segment where the Metal Gear, when they played the medley for that, this box just popped out of nowhere. It even had the orange symbol on it as well. And he just kind of shuffled along stage, stopped, shuffled away. Just little in jokes. It was really good.
Sounds fun.
Yes. I know Alex really enjoyed the Final Fantasy concert. She loved it. She bought a program and a few CDs and a t-shirt for herself. And I think she'll probably go again next year. It was quite funny, though. I don't know why they mentioned this. I have no clue. The guy who... Aisha, do you know the guy who does the composing of the Final Fantasy concerts? You know the one who conducts it?
Yeah, that main white dude.
Yes, I can't remember his name. But he said, oh, yes, so we've run this concert now. You're number 98. And he was saying, oh, we're going to have something special for 100. I'm thinking, go on. Nothing. So
they're not going to tell us.
No, I think it will be in America. But I kind of thought, why did you say that? You know.
Well, they want people to just move their butts to America then.
Oh, if only I could. You know, but time and money and all that jazz. I wish I could. But yes, we were number 98 or 97, one or the other. We weren't 100 anyway.
Oh.
But yes, both concerts were good. And yeah, getting home late, both of them. I'm just, as well as Expo, I'm now slowly starting to catch up now with sleep. Ugh,
life.
God. Yep.
Life.
And we got Baby Metal this weekend.
Ugh. I don't know how you can survive this. Oh my god, I'm still heaving and I'm waiting for like Hyper Japan. And I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered.
I've got two more concerts and two more events, and then December I'm literally like, right, do you know what? I'm just having a break till next year, till February when LAC comes around the corner. Oh yeah, LAC, they have announced a couple of good voice actors this week, haven't
they? Yeah, I've converted you. Now you give a toss. Before you were like, ew, it's crap. And you've never been before.
I was never
Now you're like, oh, I'm coming now.
I was never one to diss it because I've never really been to it. It's just I've heard other people talk about it. But
I heard something and I want to ask you about it. So what happened at the Iacon Ball? I heard someone shit on the middle of the dance floor. Tell me now, did someone shit in the middle of the dance floor?
I don't know.
We heard while we were at Alcon, literally.
This was a rumour that went round afterwards, and
this while we were there. Someone started this rumour early.
I don't know, because there was another two parties going on at the same time at the ball, so
Dude, you either know if someone's in the dance floor or not.
Do you know what? I did hear about it the next day or the Monday after, but nothing else was said. So whether if it was us...
Keep it secret.
do you know what? Hand on heart, I don't know. I only heard about it briefly, and to be honest, I didn't really want to know anything else. Because if someone did do it at Icon, or actually anyone in general does it, it's disgusting. It really is. Why on earth?
Apparently there was a toilet nearby.
There was loads of toilets there. There was some upstairs, downstairs. I don't know. I really have no clue. It's just like I
best room ever.
Someone pooped
it wasn't that it wasn't that the balls pants that no cosplays came or someone flashed their boobs. Someone went out and said someone pooped in front of in the middle of the dance floor. I mean, who do you know what?
Oh, you
good
know
contender
more than me.
Could be a doll.
You know what,
Harriet?
Me? Yeah.
Were you wearing a big ball gown? Did you conceal it and move away?
No, I had no. It weren't me, definitely. And I was wearing white, so you would have known. I didn't even know it was on the dance floor. I didn't even know where it was. I was just told it was done. That was it.
There was poop somewhere.
Yeah, poop gate.
Somewhere in the facility, there was poo.
Yeah. I don't know who brought it up, but I heard it from a few people. Like I said, literally the Sunday and the Monday afterwards, and then no more was said of it. It was as if, la 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 la, you know, kind of thing. That wouldn't...
Never talk about it.
If I go to the next convention, which will probably be Minami, in March, like the big, you know, one that I stay away for, I will ask. I will ask, because the majority of the people who were at Iacon will be there.
Was there poop? Some poop there.
You think we can narrow down whose poop it was?
It's not like everyone goes toilet. Oh wait, yeah.
It's detective. You gotta be a detective that's gone.
I don't think I really want to be like doing a Gillian McKeith on people.
Poop detective.
Investigating people poo just to.
Where are you at this time?
Pooping. I only remember there was a party. Oh god!
People like what's the word? Grinding on the dance floor of like skin marks everywhere.
Oh, gross! That's not right. Why you even say that?
Happening, man.
Oh, gross!
Silence, disco. Skin marks everywhere.
Oh god! I think we've broken. I don't know. Oren needs to be fixed.
I'll move my mic away from my mouth.
I'm crying. What are you on about? So yeah, there was that. I can confirm that story was mentioned, but how it happened, when, who done it, I have no clue.
Hopefully,
I could happily back
you
away.
Find out one day if someone shat in the middle of the dance Viacom ball. To be continued. Good night, folks. Goodbye.
Oh my god.
Why did someone poop? I don't understand. Why not poop in the middle? Why not poop in the corner? Why poop in the middle of the dance floor? I don't understand.
I don't know.
Oh my god.
On that note, I think we should leave it there. Because I'm crying.
Harry knows more than she's letting on to.
I really have no clue. I left at 11:30 and apparently this happened before it ended, so I could definitely say it was not me.
What, someone just couldn't wait?
I don't
know. I can't deal. I can't help it. There's too many people blocking the exit. It's true.
So gross.
No, there's someone going, oh, this ball was right shy. I should have gone to Alcon. Oh, wait. At the ball, was there a cosplay competition?
I no, there wasn't.
Was there anything interactive?
There was a few things happened. So we had like go-go dancers of like Charleston dancers, a girl spinning glow-in-the-dark hoops, and there was something else, but I can't for the life of me remember what it is because this is it. She's just taking over my brain. and music, yeah, cello players. That was it. Just playing like random.
I'm just thinking, stuff. What could have offended someone that bad? Like they were like, "Oh, this is what I think of your ball." Oh, that cosplayer one. Well, this is what I think of their cosplay.
Someone had to take down their pants. Eyes. Someone had to take down their pants, or they weren't wearing underwear to poop.
Most likely, they weren't wearing underwear.
Gross.
For them to just shit in front of everyone, of course.
Yeah, it must have been a girl or someone in a dress because people see you squatting.
But what happens if you move it away? You're gonna get a bit of poop on your dress.
Lift it up a little bit.
Might not have been a girl.
You've done this before.
No, I'm just saying, it makes sense. I don't wear long dresses. I'm too tall to wear long dresses, but just logically, don't drag your dress in poop. That's all I'm saying.
It might not have been a girl.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, for them to you got to pull down your pants to do that poop. In the dance floor, I can't wrap my head around it.
God, you're talking about two voice actresses going to LAC turn into this.
Honestly, I thought you were going to enlighten me. No, I thought you were going to say it wasn't real. It didn't happen. Someone made it up. The fact that you are unsure means the possibility of it happening is getting realer and realer by the second.
Gross.
I don't know. I can neither confirm nor deny who done it. But I did hear of it.
Whoever dropped it, dealt it.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
And that's it for Otaku Nation today.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Halloween. We'll talk about LAC another week. We will talk about LAC at one point in the future and baby metal, and I'm just gonna go lie down in a dark corner and I'm trying not to poop.
You're gonna be seeing a lot of turds.
God, I am legit crying now. Oh, God. Good night, everyone. See you next week.
Later.
Bye.